October 3rd, 2024, session 1246 of the Omega Communications. Before we begin, I want to remind you that if you stop listening to this partway through, remember always to bring yourself back into the present moment. That's important. I am Lani, bringing you these energy information sessions through the Omega Communications Portal. And so all you have to do is to be open and curious and allow yourself to drift into and step into the frequencies that come through the words. We are taken into an energy field that raises our frequency, which enables us to move more deeply into the flows of consciousness, into the frequency patterns and the fields that we identify as the quantum fields of consciousness. So again, come with me and be with me in the station of light. That's a wonderful dimensional field itself, a whole living existence that you bring yourself into. This is the way we begin today. We welcome you into the space. I am Orim speaking, and indeed this space is a living space for many of us who come forward surrounding you in these presentations. You may be aware that we are often with you in your daily existences as a support system. So entering this greater support system here without the filters that you perceive things through during your daily existences, you are accessing a quantumness of you, and the energy field of that then enlivens you more, enriches you with the energy from the soul potential of you, your soul potential. You may feel you access information in a similar way to many other beings around you, and yet it will be a unique frequency for you to present into the current living station around you, the living circumstances of your location. So it's a very expansive field of consciousness. So consciousness also means that you are aware of energy fields. You are aware of motion, of formation. You are aware of certain indications that present themselves to you of changing frequencies that occur around you. This is a continual process. Where you are centered in this situation with us, there is the opening up to your awareness of what life is that you are creating, what the world is that you are creating around you. So you have a direct influence on what is around you, and therefore our presentations to you include the quantum potential field. Part of this is a natural acclimatization of you into this frequency. In this frequency, of course, as you observe the beings around you, you do not appear as a solid state as when you are living your daily activities. We are in, and you are in and as a higher frequency presentation of the form here within us. So this allows you to perceive other dimensional existences. You may see areas of dimensional existences or other realities that are similar to what you would want to create. You might see others that are something that you would not want to participate in. And so you shift your attention always into the area which you are drawn to naturally. The function or the action of being drawn naturally into the right frequency arises from when you identify yourself as a soul present in a body vehicle, an organic system, which allows you to maintain and sustain and create the living circumstances around you. So then when you connect with the soul's intention, you naturally are drawn into the next field of creation for you. All of this is presented, all of it is available constantly in the fields of consciousness. So fields of consciousness encompass or incorporate dimensions, as you have perhaps studied or come to know with different frequency levels what they represent. There are multitudinal dimensions within the quantum field of consciousness. It's always upon you to identify the consciousness field. And as you observe other people around you in your daily existence, you will see that they are very focused in specific fields of existence, which you do not need to entangle yourselves within. You can observe, offer assistance, or participate in whatever is valuable for you and what is available in those other fields. Yet always you must continue to realize the presence of you as a soul, bringing in the life force and the quantum consciousness field and all of the natural processes of that. We see that many of you are already drawing upon the quantum consciousness field with the patterns of creation to uplift yourselves in some way, to correct something that you feel is out of order or has been displaced or perhaps left behind somewhere in some other life aspect. It's all available when you observe from the quantum consciousness field that you access in your conscious intention to do so. Those are the fields referred to as the cosmic intelligence systems, because they intelligently work together. There is an incorporation of the subtleties and yet the very powerful activities in the energetic matrix which form creation. And so it's a necessity for you to connect into those frequency fields. They maintain you, they sustain you, and they have been available from the moment you entered the life form that you currently have, because we speak mainly and focused upon this current life form, for you to remember. And to remember that you are able to clear away from you entanglements that had perhaps gathered around you as you entered back into some of the energetic patterns that are retained in the consciousness fields around the planet form, and that your soul had perhaps experienced. When you become aware that they are patterns that are within that flowingness of time and you do not need them anymore, this is the way you access the freshness of the vital patterns necessary for you for creation. Every change you make for yourself is shifting the frequency pattern around your locality. And in this sense, the locality is the entire living life form where you exist on the planetoid within its consciousness existence. Perhaps you've realized some information that you've been wanting to understand from the transmissions you receive. And this will bring it into the correct order, the rightness for you. So you feel the strong repositioning of yourself in accordance with the quantum field and all of the processes necessary. Already the aspect of you that is aware is drawing upon the intelligent systems you have accessed here. And as you absorb that into your field of consciousness here, this is what is required for you. We withdraw now Aurum out. And so it's back to me again, Lani speaking. To stabilize yourself with the energy field, sometimes it's like the words that are uttered express a very dynamic, active energy field around you. And so as you take a moment to stabilize yourself within it, then naturally your intelligent systems take it in the way that you can absorb it and use it in every way. This was why you were drawn into this gathering in this present moment, in the flowingness of time. So, as we end this session, bring in to you new breath. Taking in a breath of the vital essences you've received here. Your body light consciousness field understands this and is already utilizing it. So you'll feel that you've shifted from the station of light back into you, this form known as you. So feel the enrichment, perhaps the enlivenment, perhaps the straightening out in some way, all through you, from above your head, because your energy field, of course, is well above your head, and through you and all around you. Enjoy this life you are creating, and make any changes that you realize are necessary to incorporate in your life. You're a wonderful creator. This ends this session through the Omega Communications Portal. I remind you again to focus firmly in the present moment so that you are fully present consciously. Even though you will be aware of the vastness of what consciousness is. Thanks for receiving this and being with me in this journey.